Welcome to the Greenwald and BC podcast. We are going to invent a way to educate, entertain, and inform you through the process of a podcast here. Myself, Colin Herm, Greenwald and BC president, and this is...
Lindsay Smith, the controller here at Greenwald and BC.
So, yeah, we're going to have a podcast. Greenwald's been around a long time, and we want to honor the history traditions of Greenwald, and we want to try to let you know who we are and what we're about, and maybe along the way entertain you a little bit. So we're going to start our own podcast, and this is the very first one.
Yes, it is.
So, Lindsay, tell me, what do you know about the company?
God, put me on the spot. What do I know about the company? Well, it's been around for over 70 years. Started in 1953. We build complete custom-built homes. Not just, you don't come to us and pick out a package of a home you want to build, from the doorknobs to the paint color to the window trims. You're going to pick it all out with us.
We call that turnkey in the industry.
Well, and that's one thing you'll learn about me, too, is I am rather new to the construction industry. I've been in the accounting world for a lot of years, public and private sectors, and this is a family-run business, and Colin Herm is actually my stepdad. My mother works here. My sister has worked here, so we are a very family-knit company. So when he decided he needed some help with the finance world, he recruited me to come on.
Yeah, finance is a huge part of building. I mean, everybody wants to be able to afford their home, but during the process, knowing where you're at during the process, knowing where your budget is and staying on budget the whole time is very important part of it. Lindsay helps us with that all the way. So you're right. The business, the rumor is the business started in 1953. I wasn't around, so I had to believe the predecessors here. I was called into the business in the late 90s. I've been part ownership of the business for about 24 years, I think it is. Before that, it was Mark Greenwald. He was my partner for a lot of years. He ran the company. Before that, it was his dad, Otto Greenwald. And before that, it was Otto and a gentleman by the name of Corbett. So 70 years, same place, same town, still doing the quality services that we provide. So we do a variety of services. We provide construction management services, one of our largest clients, Central Michigan University. We provide our clients that do various commercial work all the opportunities. So, you know, we might, we've worked on the local Ford dealerships, we've worked on the Dairy Queens, et cetera, et cetera. And then Lindsay's right. We do a lot of custom building, like nice high-end custom building homes. But we also have a division that just does roofs, siding, decks, windows. We might do an addition, you know. So very well, I guess I'd call it a good old-fashioned general contracting team. Yes. We stock about 30 carpenters throughout central and northern Michigan. We have an office on Beaver Island, and we have an office in Mount Pleasant. Both of those have office staff and field carpenters. So nice big team. And I said that during this we want to talk about the history and tradition. Mm-hmm. You know, that history and tradition has taught us how to do a good job and how to treat people and the right things you're supposed to do. And I brought a show and tell because show and tell's, and a lot of people talk about it. This sets on my desk to remind me, or actually a little desk across from my desk. This is from Corbett and Greenwald in 1958, and this is the payroll book from 1958. So in this building, it reminds me all the time that we're not just working today for what's important today, but we're working for the history and the tradition of what the name Greenwald represents. I never met Otto, the original founder, but I still, once in a while, I'll ride in an elevator or something, people see the name on your shirt and they say, you know, did you work with Otto? It's like the gentleman's been deceased for, I don't know, 20-some years. People still talk about the quality of his work in this town. So we're here to continue that, and along with that tradition and that history, we're trying to adopt the new technology and learn and try to let people know as the town grows. It's not just handshakes and seeing the people at the restaurant. It's how we grow and how we let people know about who we are and what we do. So the company's been around a long time. It's been in the building a long time. And now we're going to educate and entertain and inform with a podcast. So tell us who is our audience and who might like to listen to this thing in the future.
Well, we are hoping that we will attract not only our current customers, past customers, maybe future customers, but not only that, we hope this is a educational venture for maybe you don't want to build, but maybe you want to know what's going on in the industry, or maybe you're even one of our competitors and want to know what we're about. And I mean, we want to maybe do some about the futures and what's going on, not only in our business, but the construction company as a whole, because Colin, he goes to the state, the state and national home builders, where he talks to people from all over the world that know not only our little community of building, they know far more than what we know. And maybe that's going to educate some of our competitors and, or some of our suppliers even. I think this interview or this, our audience could, I don't, the sky's the limit.
So we're going to see where it goes.
Yes.
So if you want to see something and you want to hear about something, let us know. So yeah, Lindsay talked about home builders. So part of our purpose here is through Home Builders Association, that is, there's around, I think, 140,000 national members. I've been a part of it at the local level, state level, national level in leadership for 20-some years. And she's right. I go to these, and I have access to people who are geniuses in the building industry, and they give me all sorts of knowledge all the time. And so the best practice has been to learn from other people's best practice. And so as part of this process, we're hoping that we might educate and inform or bring some of that back to our small little town. For instance, last month I was in Palm Springs, California, and got to know about the current state of the economy, the current state of the construction world, dynamics of what's coming, population dynamics, et cetera, things I didn't know about in Mount Pleasant. But those become part of my focus, part of my world. So we hope to bring some of that to you on a weekly, monthly basis. We hope to bring some educational and informational things, not just what we know, but what we think we can do. With all of our vast years of experience, we have a lot of other very experienced people. We have 40-year carpenters. We have many people who have worked here 25 years. We have other project managers who owned their own business for 30 years before they came here. So we think we know a lot of people who know a lot of things. So if we're not experts at everything, we know the right people to get in front of you to tell you entertaining things or things you ought to know about your home or how the process goes, etc.
And that's something we'll need your help with, too, if we continue this and keep it going and grow it. We'd like to hear from you. What do you want to see? Do you want to know how to install a hot water heater? Do you want to know what the best window to put in your house is for where you're at?
Well, that's a good way to start a fight, though. You know, well, start talking about the best.
Well, not the best, but it could be certain situations. There's different types of windows you should put in stuff.
My last Facebook thing, and I got a call right away that I was wearing my Pella hat. So I mean, that's a But anyway.
But we do not discriminate either. We use all suppliers. If you want to see someone from Pella, we can probably get someone from Pella. You want to see someone from Anderson, we could probably get someone from Anderson on here. Whatever you want to see, we can probably make happen.
So let's tell them a little bit about our current team. So our current team, I teased that we're Beaver Island and Mount Pleasant. But we have everything from carpenters, superintendents, executive supervision. We've got multiple project managers. Mm-hmm. We've got two partners, myself and Preston. Preston Heron, my cousin. We currently own and run the business. Mm-hmm. Preston was here as a young man and then left to do his own thing, came back about 6-7 years ago, maybe, somewhere in there. It's a family business. Your mother has worked here for plus 20 years. Mm-hmm. We have quite a stable of great carpenters, great skilled staff, and all these people, these project managers that we employ and such, they have quite a stable of relationships for the best electricians or the best drywallers or the best flooring guys, tile setters. And when I say the best, I mean the best. Everybody has a unique project. We're not canned builders. So what we look to do is pair people with the correct subcontractors. You know, there are contractors that only do local work. There's contractors that will do the travel work. There are contractors that do only large jobs. There's contractors who don't complain when they do small jobs. So, you know, it's our job to size that and put it together, right? So we think that not only we are good at what we do, but we have a stable of really, really great subcontractors that help us along the way too. But we do most of the carpentry in-house. And yep. when I say me, not me, but we, that's the big we do most carpentry in-house, and then we sub out the mechanical, electrical, yep. Plumbing, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's our team. Our team's been steady and dedicated for a lot of years, and we hope that continues on. And so as our town, as our community is growing, we're hoping that this will maybe shed some light on who we are and how we operate.
Yeah. So a little deeper dive into that too. Just looking at the office. So if you call and have a job that you want done, you're going to talk to one of our project managers, either that be Colin Heron, the president. We have Eric Vollmer, who he owned his own company before coming to us. So he has, I don't know, how many years of experience does he have?
Well, Eric's as old as I am. So we went to building trade school together.
Don't age yourself.
High school.
Don't age
so
yourself.
It's been, you know. Eric's a 30-year veteran as well.
And then we also have Chad Hoovy, who he does. He mostly manages our smaller end jobs, our roofing, our siding, our windows. And he was a mason, and he also came from, he did a lot of supply work at Menards.
10 years in retail business on the lumber side. So, he's well-rounded in knowing what the experts would always say you should use in any given case.
So no matter what project manager you have, you're in good hands. We don't have any that don't have experience. And even if we were in the future to grow and bring them on, they have wonderful mentors to learn from.
And, you know, you might call the office here in Mount Pleasant and you say, hey, I want to build a house. And we're like, sweet, where do you think where's it going to be? And they say, you know, it's on East Side Drive. You're like, oh, that's Beaver Island. It's not Mount Pleasant.
Right.
it's amazing. I didn't know this when I was a kid, but the ties of Mount Pleasant, Central Michigan to Beaver Island is phenomenal. So Central Michigan University has a biological station up on the island, and that has seemingly, I believe, overlapped and brought a lot of people to the island. So we have clients that use us both in their Mount Pleasant or Central Michigan homes and their island homes. So it's pretty neat. So we literally have this client base that follows us. We do a lot of repeat business. We're very thankful for that.
Yes.
As we approach Thanksgiving, it's important to say how thankful we are for all of our great customers.
We actually have a client right now that called, and we've done almost every room in his house. And he says, I know it's a small project, but I just have this one last room. Can you come look at it? And we've been working with him for many years.
I know that particular client, and you're right. I think we've done about everything. I'm old enough that I roofed their house when I was a young man, and we roofed their house about 2 years ago again. And when they came to town, they were not from here, and when they came to town, they are tax advisors, and so they needed to do an addition to avoid some capital gains. Laws have changed now, but anyway, so we did an addition. So a lot of our clients carry with us over the years, and I think that's a testament to the fact that we treat people properly. I hope that's the case. And we're not perfect, but we try to be really quite good about what we do.
We try to be great at what we do.
Well, we
Who
do
doesn't?
Try to be great, but we're not always perfect.
No, we're not always perfect. There's downturns to everything.
So in the process of this podcast, we want to be a little bit funny, a little bit serious. And I mean, I'm funny looking, but a little bit serious at times. And we also want to be a little bit entertaining. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try to keep these reasonably short, and we'll kind of experiment with that. But our hope is that we're going to bring a lot of partners on here, and so it's not just the two of us all the time. Again, this is an introduction to our system. We're hopeful that we're going to bring a lot of partners on. So if you have something of interest, let us know. We have in mind, the plumbers, the electricians tell us the hottest trends. Once in a while, I'll probably do some real boring economic statistics, like after the pandemic and the amount of death we have and the lack of birth rate is in 15 years, we have a population dynamics issue, and that we're actually going to have, unless we fix our immigration process, we're going to have a declining population 15 years from now, which is terrible for the economy. Conversely, right now we have the largest group of people to ever buy homes coming up on the market and need homes, but we've been under housing since the Great Recession. Prior to the Great Recession, I'm just going to talk Michigan. In 2004, Michigan, or 2005, Michigan built 54,000 homes. This year, 2023, if everything holds true, permit data, and no one revises their numbers, we might build 15,000 homes. So we're building less than a third of the homes. But when we built 54,000 homes, we had 9 million people in Michigan, and now we have 10 million people in Michigan, and we're building a third of the homes. So, it doesn't take a real rocket scientist to realize why we have a housing shortage, and then we have an affordability crisis on top of that. So I'm very involved with politics on the side of affordable housing. That's part of what Home Builders does, a good part of what Home Builders does. And so we're having conversations along those lines. So I'll probably tease in some of those boring statistics, but the reality of what we're coming with, like I was president of the State Home Builders in 2012, and we commissioned a report, and it literally said, where will 10 million Michiganders live? That was 11 years ago. We provided this to our units of government, and said, we are seeing a real troubling thing coming. And here we are, like, people are fighting over houses 10 years later. So part of our crystal ball is, like, you know, what do we need to do for business? What do we need to do for homeowners? In 2009, when they're creating the Stimulus Act, Dave Camp, who was chairman of the Ways and Means, called me and said, you know, Colin, what do you, I'm going to Washington. What do you need, as Barack Obama has this idea that we need to spend $700 billion, which is nothing anymore. I said, man, I just need the American public to be whole. And if the American public's whole, I'll find work. But the American public's in trouble right now. I didn't need a tax credit. I needed a revenue, you know.
Right.
So we're always looking for things that make the American consumer in good shape. We want to keep housing affordable, which, frankly, we know the current rises is not sustainable. So we're working for those things. So the point of that is we're a very well-rounded company that takes care of all sorts of things in the building arena. And we take all those things into account. And we hope to splash some of that in over a period of time. Some, you know, some only you should know it if you're on Jeopardy type stuff. But it's kind of neat once in a while to know. But it helps make sense of the current place that you're in. Because sometimes you're thinking, how is it possible that this is the case? Well, here's why, you know.
Well, and sharing that information also gives you insight of to who we are. Because I personally believe the fact that Colin goes to those and meets with those economists and the politicians, that's what's kept us in business for 70 plus years. I mean, that's what keeps him growing and keeps us, okay, well, what do we need to be in front of? He listens to people that say the ones that are going to make it in the next 10 years are going to do this right now. And even if we can't, we find a way to get to that. But yeah, he could do a whole episode on that. And we'll stop it there, though, because we have to save some of that for an episode.
That'd be another episode.
But another thing about us that I think is very cool is we were actually just talking about it in an interview we did. You don't have to be right here in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, where we are, for us to build you a home. We built a whole home during the pandemic over Skype. They had never seen it. They had never met Colin in person.
Yeah. That's pretty neat. So three siblings had a family cottage at Higgins Lake, and their father summered there. Their father was originally, they were originally from here. The gal called me up out of Oregon and said, hey, pandemic travel's not going to happen. Dad won't stay there this summer. So can we knock a house down and rebuild? And by the time next summer comes around, when hopefully we, no one knew, but hopefully we can travel by then. And I said, sure. So, three siblings, I learned how to use Zoom, and we had a sibling in Minnesota, a sibling in California, and a sibling in Oregon. We designed remotely. We built it. They moved in. We never met. I think they literally texted me. They're crossing the bridge. The first sibling was, and by bridge, I mean Mackinac Bridge, coming down from the south across from Minnesota. We had just left the house, cleaned, make sure it was all functional. That was a Saturday. And Wednesday, I went up there after they moved in, and I met them for the first time. So, I mean, I felt like I knew them because we had Zoomed. But it is, our ideal client a lot of times doesn't live in Mount Pleasant. We work for people from all states, all across the nation, and we've even worked for some internationals. So we are fully capable of that. Yep, that is a neat thing. And in order to do that, it takes support, right?
Yes.
So there are lots of fantastic builders out there who are great carpenters and good at doing their job, and they ask you questions and they do whatever you want. In order to be able to do that, it takes support. It takes office support. It takes somebody willing to put in the work and communicate regularly. And I've had lots of them. I've had someone from Kalamazoo that I think we met twice. We met to sign the contract. We met when they moved in. Mm-hmm. I've had lots of them. Now, some people are right here local, and we see them once a week. That's fine too. But, so we are custom builders, and we custom not only what we do, but we custom how we operate for what's best for that particular client.
And that's, and that's a good point, is the ones that are here, or even the ones that aren't, sometimes they want to meet once a week too. But that's what you get with a custom built home too. You get meetings regularly. You're never in the dark about anything. It's not you pick this package and then you hear from us.
Well, consumers can get power to us, we're not in the dark. That's been quite a problem. We can actually wait months for that. But
that's an issue for another day.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. But anyway, not knocking on consumers. But That's the state of the industry. We're undermanned in the entire industry. I don't care if you're talking about utility companies, contractors, et cetera. So, you know, maybe you've heard a lot of complaints in the industry about things not moving quickly. But I like to say it's like if you're from Mount Pleasant, you know doozies, right? Everybody knows doozies. And when you want a nice doozies Arctic swirl or whatever they call them there, when you drive by, if the line is all the way out to the road, you know you're waiting a half hour for ice cream. The problem with a building operation is you call, you're so thankful someone answered the phone because you've called 10 and no one's answered and we finally answer the phone, but you don't know the wait is 3 months or 6 months or 2 weeks to even talk to somebody or whatever. And people are like, oh, it's okay, I'll wait, but I just need to talk to you right now. It's like, you don't understand, our project managers are literally turning down work every day at most of the time. So not that we're not thankful about all the work, but the reality is you can't see the line, and our staff is overworked, and entire industry's that way right now, to be frank.
Yes, and there you go. So if you are looking for a job in the construction industry, go ahead and reach out to us for that as well.
Always hiring.
Always hiring, always looking. We might not have a position at the moment, but still send us your information.
We're
we'll talk
for
to
the
you.
Right, and people, yeah. People that fit the mold, and you know, I always say it's hot, it's dirty, it's wet. There's that one good day a year that's just great to be outside. But if you enjoy the outside, if you are a person who likes to see something built, and then at the end of the day, you turn around and take a picture with your phone, and then 7 years later, you drive by with your kids, you're like, I built that. You know, if that's who you are, then this is the right place for you. We're long-term thinkers. We're not short-term. And by that, I mean, we've got multiple employees, Jason, Matt, they've both been here over 25 years.
Yep.
You can imagine the number of places they've built over their lifetime.
We actually just re-roofed a house that Matt built 20 years ago.
Yeah, we just completed that one. It was 20-some years ago, yep. Yeah. I was shingling that house the first time. I did not shingle the second time.
He's grown up a little bit.
Yeah, grown up. All the way up through the top of my hair. So let's not make this too long.
Yes.
But yeah, so we're Greenwald in BC. I'm Colin. This is Lindsay. And we're hoping to have a podcast that has a lot of information for you. I'm going to try to keep them a little shorter as we go. But anything you want to know, anything you want to see, or any feedback would be welcome. We've learned in our building business throughout the year, and we expect we will learn in our podcast as well.
Yep.
So with that, Colin, Lindsay, thanks. And next time you want to know something, we'll tell you what the building.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.